You are now entering Pacific Noise Weird. Coming at you live from CITR 109 FM. We're broadcasting from UBC on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Musqueam people, bringing you the latest, greatest, and weirdest noises coming right out of the Pacific Northwest. Pull up a chair, turn out the lights, and let the noise take you away. It's really dark on the screen, so I can't actually read it very well. Sorry, I have my brightness turned all the way down. Despair Cry, that's right. This is Lei Yun Wolfie's Despair Cry, and you are listening to Pacific Noise Weird. I am your host, Coraline, and I am joined today with my darling wife.
I am your archivist, JT.
It's good to have you on. This is the last Pacific Noise Weird before the Anarchist Book Fair. So you better all come out and say hi to me next week, 27th, 28th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I will be tabling, and I'd love to see all of your beautiful weirdo faces out there, please. It is a little miserable out right now. I can see that very much. Ooh, I am a little quiet. Let's turn myself up a little bit. There we go. It's been a little drizzly, but I think, people are waving at me through the window. It's a beautiful day here up at the studio, even if the weather doesn't seem to agree. I am so excited to be back on the air after my last big episode with the marching band. If you stick around for a little bit after my show at 7 p.m., you should be having live music. So that's a lot of live music y'all have been getting. You better be appreciative. We do a lot of work over here to make sure that happens. It's so beautifully bright out, though. I've been watching the days get longer here in the Pacific Northwest. Yes, my darling wife.
I'm still hoping that a cappella group from the Science Undergraduate Association, I think it was, I'm hoping they'll contact you so that they can come on the air too, because that would be so cool.
I'd love for them to reach out.
For free on the air, if any of them are hearing this. It doesn't cost money.
Mm-hmm. It's all free. So you better appreciate all the work we do, because this is all free. Even the Anarchist Book Fair, that's run on $0.00.
Mm-hmm.
So please come down and help us raise some money for various, like, I got 25-ish people booked now. People keep coming in out of the woodworks being like, oh, can I have a table? Can I have a table? I'm like, I'm so grateful I booked 30 tables, because I keep running out. So come on down.
Yes, everyone please come, because they have to pay for parking. So come and buy a zine, because then they'll come back next year and you can buy another zine and we can support these really cool artists and makers and activists and super awesome people in our community.
Yeah,
and parking is expensive, guys.
Parking at UBC isn't expensive. Take the bus.
Well, not if you're a tabler and you have a bunch of stuff.
Take the bus. All right, let's get the next song going, why don't we? That would be You Wouldn't Do That, Would You? By Good Luck Have Fun. And this is their most recent demo track. So honestly, this is the second thing they've ever released. So let's get it rolling, why don't we?
Stare out the window, it's a long way. Keeps you from thinking.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town. But don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
Welcome. I am still very quiet. What's going on? I think someone might have messed with the settings on the mics. Oh well, that was Bones and All by Avoider. Hello?
Hello.
I've been made direct eye contact with. What's up?
I was making sure that I was positioning the mic correctly.
As correctly as can be. We're both coming through extremely quiet right now for some reason. We don't go through this board.
Oh, okay.
It looks like the weather has made a bit of a turn for the worse, so I hope if you're driving right now, you're driving safe. And I hope if you're not driving now, you remember to bring an umbrella or a wide-brim hat. I'm always part of Wide-Brim Hat Club. I love my wide-brim hats. You'll see me all winter wearing my black fedora and all summer wearing my, like, beige-ish cowboy hat. I really do recommend getting a nice wide-brim hat. One, they're distinctive, which makes you more of a weirdo. And two, ain't nobody got time for rain and bright sun in the eyes. All right, folks, up for you next, we have Friend or Foe by Paranoid Romantic. Let's get it rolling, why don't we?
The best in funk, soul, surf, and more music. Tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Oh, yeah. My mask, it must have slipped. a hungry, unfrozen mastodon. Towards a strobe light or leaves that dapple, making light of the blues and the oranges too. I hear the trees, all the summer trees. Listen to the river as the boulders roll below. Listen to the body as the good times come to blow. Listening body, listening body, listening body.
Welcome, you've been listening to Listening Party by Limb Lifter. We had a little listening party with Limb Lifter there, I guess. It was quite fun. I enjoyed their work quite a bit.
Very alliterative.
Thank you. You're picking up on my vocal pattern, aren't you?
Just for you, beloved.
Thank you. Remember to speak loudly, our mic gain
is... Just for you, beloved. How's that?
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Thank you. Used to having to shout into the mic.
Yeah, our mics are absolutely cranked and we are coming through quiet. It's very frustrating. I'm not used to talking this loud to get on the radio. Ooh, the weather continues to deteriorate out there. It's looking grim, and I hope you're enjoying our bumpin' tunes to keep things going. Just a little reminder, the Anarchist Book Fair is coming up real soon, and I'd love to see you there. So please come on down to the AMS Nest Lower Atrium, and I'll be there Thursday and Friday, 27th, 28th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Did you have something to say?
I was going to ask you a question, but ask that can me. Wait for the next break.
I think you can wait till the next break. I want to do a real quick shout out to QP2278 who have been fighting for our rights. Mm-hmm. If you know anything about anything, QP2278 is what keeps UBC going. So keep your eyes peeled on them. Support them. Come out and let us know how much you love us. Because we're the ones who keep the university ticking. We keep the students learning. And we keep our own bellies fed because it is hard out there in Vancouver, and I'm sure you all know it. I think we all deserve to eat a little. And up for you next, we have Up All Night by Daniel Sparrow. Don't worry, it is just 3.5 minutes long, 3¾ minutes long roughly. So you won't be up all night listening to it, but you might want to be. It is a grand little album. Let's get it rolling.
Feeling you felt you once. listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Kunansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Athas Yakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.
You beautiful weirdos, you have been listening to Dreams of Falling by our beloved The Houseplants. We love The Houseplants here at the station, and I love them personally. They're an incredible band. I wanted to shout out a couple of the people coming to table. We've got Spartacus at the Anarchist Book Fair specifically, not just coming to table randomly, so you can come down and see them on the 27th and 28th. That'll be Spartacus Books, No Name Distro, The Bike Kitchen, Fret Gow, yes, the band. They are doing a live set in the middle of the day, so please come listen to that live set. And then we've got Historical Seditions, Vapor Wave Cage, we got Rudy Press, and the infamous, ever so famous, beloved comic artist Cole Pauls. You know it, folk.
Amazing.
It's a big list, and that's not even a quarter of the people coming down. Like I said, we've got about 25 people booked, which it's an anarchist book fair, so some of the more independent artists might not make it for both days, but that means you have to be there for both days to get everything available.
And we've already got so many wonderful volunteers signed out. Shout out to everyone who's already signed up to volunteer. And if you've been thinking about signing up to volunteer, but you haven't filled it out yet, please fill that out quick, because we are going to run out of volunteer spots. Possibly not, but
last year we ran out of volunteer spots, so we made it even bigger, and we're running up on that new limit again. So
but yeah, we absolutely love our volunteers, and we would love to have you involved. If we do run out, I'm sure we can find a way to have you give us a hand. If you didn't see that email, I sent it out to the tabling list. So email archives@citr.ca if you want to learn more about volunteering for the Anarchist Book Fair. This is totally unrelated to the archives, because it is a current event that is happening in the modern day and not in the past. I'm just helping out my beloved wife and the station.
It'll be archived on March 29th.
It will not be archived on March 29th. Do you expect me to process things that quickly?
Especially on the weekend. You have nothing else going on.
Ouch!
I love you.
Archivists out there, please send some fan mail in quotation marks to my beloved wife here at the station, care of CITR. That's Pacific Noise Weird, folks.
All right, now you've got all the spiel. Let's get Soda Crusher by Penelope Parker going. Penelope Parker is another trans girl from here in the Lower Mainland here in Vancouver. So you gotta turn up and keep your eyes peeled, or your ears open, I guess. This is a radio station, not a TV station. I was talking about that earlier. Anyway, Soda Crusher by Penelope Parker.
Yeah. Attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Are you screaming for your voice to be heard? Do you resist capitalism and colonialism? Are you angry about the current political climate and ready to act up about it? Well, we want you here. The second annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. Email sponsorship@citr.ca before March 27th. sponsorship@citr.ca. sponsorship@citr.ca.
Listening to New Form by the Ruminants, and I've just noticed how late in the show we are, so let's roll right into Rainstorm by Earl Town Winter.
Thank you. Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's R-I-D-E-O-N Bike Shop. See you there!
Never coming back to life. From here.
All right, all you beautiful weirdos, we are running out of time here. It is still sunny out, it's still bright out somehow, so that's how you know we're getting into spring. I hope you're enjoying the extended daylight. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you all know that 46,000 plus Cybertrucks have just been recalled. Get those off the road and out of our city. And I hope you enjoy this last song called Monsters by Myriad Parts. This is their debut single with, this is the backing track, side B. I really enjoyed it. I hope you do too. And I'll see you all, hopefully, at the Anarchist Book Fair. Let's get it rolling.
Monster at my door, or shall I chase him away? Or shall I let him in a little while? Maybe let him in to stay. Reflections of another world flash right behind his gaze. This fear and wonder turn inside my mind. I delay. Tell me, stranger, what is it that you say? Right then, any weapon and snare. But he smiled as we both recognized the bomb that we just set. And said, you know me well, my poison true, and you will not soon forget. And through me, you shall learn to face those ones. You should face you. Until then, don't you fail. Yeah.
thank you to all you beautiful weirdos out there in the wilds of the Pacific Northwest making noise, making you all of our problems. This wouldn't be the same without you. You can catch this episode as a podcast on CITR 109 FM's website under the same name, and I'll be right back at you in a week. Same place, same time, so don't touch that dial. I've been your host, Coraline, and I am signing off for this week. Until next time, you are now exiting Pacific Noise Weird.